Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Okay, tonight we're going to be discussing the halachas of we're going to go into the halachas of flashing and milchiks a little bit, and more specifically into the discussion of, about waiting after cheese. Rabbi Said, does one need to wait after cheese? One does? Hard cheese, one needs to wait after cheese.
Rennet.
It's different than what it was. How long do you need to wait for hard cheese?
Like meat and milk.
The ones who wait six will wait six, says Mr. Berlin.
Half an hour,
6 hours. Hard cheese, half an hour. 6 hours after hard cheese, such as?
Mozzarella.
Hard cheese. The wormy ones.
Wormy ones.
6 months. Ah. Pardon? 6 months.
As hard as it gets.
Okay. Rabbi Sai, we're in for some news. So the starting point is, we're going to be discussing, it's very interesting that sometimes, as the Gemara says, Torah is Osher, in one place, Anim, B'makam Acher, this Mishnebu over here, together with a little Mishnebu in Simon Tov Petes Nel Cheshvus, these are the only places that we've got a bit of a, that the Mishnebu reveals a bit about his opinion with regards to waiting after cheese. Mishnebu wrote on Eirei Chaim, and Eirei Chaim is not really the place to discuss it, because really, it's a Yeridea topic, and the Mishnebu never wrote, I think apparently he intended to write, but he never actually wrote any commentary in any psukim on Yerideh. So we don't have real information, but in two places, the Mishnah Berurah does give us a bit of an insight with regards to halachic, with regards to waiting after cheese. And this is one of the two places. So we're going to be learning a little bit about Melchus Basar B'cholov. It's very relevant. The reason why it's over here is because we learned yesterday that if there is one person eating there's a koyein, as an example, and he's soil. So there's a discussion we had yesterday as to whether they join for Zimun or not. Because whilst the koyein can eat everything, but the soil can't eat the koyein's challah. Similarly, if one person is eating, is makbid on pas palta, on pas akum, then he won't be able to join for Zimun because he's not eating the pas akum. He's not eating it, so they don't join for Zimun because he can't eat it, so he's not joining for Zimun. So this is the starting point for the question, what if a person eats flashing and another person eats milchik? What happens? So I want to just, the starting point is to be, and we have to be very clear in that, the starting point is to be that if I, like the son and the coin is a very good starting point, the coin can eat everything. He can eat the challah and non-challah, he can eat everything. However, the soil is limited. The soil can eat non-challah, he can eat regular stuff, but anything which is challah, he can't eat because he's Yisrael. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, if there's a kohen in Yisrael, and there's challah there, the halacha is, we learned yesterday, the kohen can eat mezuman, can bench mezuman, because he can eat, he can access both the challah food and the non-challah food. He can bench mezuman, that's fine. However, with regards to Yisrael, whilst he can't join for the zimun, because he can't eat the challah, he can't. But if the kohen leads the zimun, then it's fine. The zimun can take place. Yeah.
Again, as an engineered question, if the soil's got exactly one kazayas of challah, so presumably he can't both wash a bench and share with the kohen.
Yeah. Whilst it's a good question, it's a very interesting question. I don't think Halacha Lamaisa we have to go that far that he physically needs to be able to access it. It's just in the principle that is... So having said that, what will be our initial feeling with regards to a person eating flashing and a person eating milchik? So one person who has his chicken with rice and his person sitting next to him, he's having his cheese toast. And again, don't tell me they're not allowed to eat on the same table because we decided yesterday that if there is a hacker, a recognizable item in between, a hacker or a mapper, as the Shulchan Aruch says, they're eating from two different tablecloths, then it's okay. So they're eating on the same table. Yeah, they're eating on the same table. What will be the halacha? flashing. They can't. Why?
They're calling from each other.
They're calling from each other.
Why?
Why can't a cheese? I understand that. Oh, one second. What if he's not eating? No, he's not eating cheese toast. He's eating bread with butter. What would you tell me then? It was still a problem?
He's having a milchig meal.
Now, is everybody agreeing to Rabbi Kagan's words? A person who's eating a milchig meal cannot eat fleishig. Yeah, but he can still eat the chicken. Somebody can, who says he can't? Rabbi Kagan, can he eat the chicken after his bread? He had bread with
chicken. At the same time, not afterwards.
Yeah. Not simultaneously, no. Oh, whatever, said simultaneously. It doesn't. We never said. I hear what you're saying, but we never said simultaneously. So, can he or can he not eat his bread with butter? Wait a bit, and then have his chicken. He can. So, what's with regards to the Zimun?
I don't see the connection.
No connection.
I don't see the logic.
He can't. It's not comparable because he can't. Ah, good.
Doesn't matter what type of food, why shouldn't they not be able to bench? Whether he's
eating
milchik or fleishik together, you know, same table. It's still the common factor, it's food.
And therefore,
why can't they?
No, because the halacha is, yesterday, that if somebody's eating something that you can't eat, then you can't join for Zimun. Because Zimun has to be that we're eating.
Everybody's eating the same food.
They don't have to physically eat the same food, but they need to be allowed to eat the same food. They need to be able, in principle, to access it. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah.
Could they not share the same loaf of bread?
If they do share, if there's one communal loaf of bread, we learned yesterday, and that's what they are, then you're right. We're not talking about Atzina. You're right. If that would be the case, you're quite right. That would be okay. We're talking about
it. Why can't you bench? It doesn't matter what. If I can't eat that, it doesn't matter.
Because you're not eating.
The common factor, you're still eating food.
What?
So why should they you can't eat?
Because it's lacking in the eating together.
Access.
It's not really together. Okay, let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Rabbi Yisai, we're now up to the last. We're up to in Mishnah Berurah Seif Cotton, one page Kuf, where in Mishnah Berurah Seif Cotton Tess, second line for the wide lines. It's a Mishnah Berurah Seif Cotton Tess. Kosvu Apoiskim. Rabbi Yisai, it's one of my pet Mishnah Berurahs, those. I love it. Okay, Kosvu Apoiskim, the Poiskim write. The post came out the following. Duadin, similarly also. Kshe'echot oichel cholof. If a person eats milchik, or literally milk, oigvina, or cheese. Ve'ashnayim, and the other two boss are eating fleishik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mitstafin, they do join up. She'oichel gvina, because the person who's eating cheese, hariyochel lechol milachmom. The person who's eating milchik, he can eat from the other person's bread. He can. There's no limitations really. He's eating milchiks. He's eating cheese. He's eating milk. But he can still eat other person. He can still eat from the other persons. He can. Although the bread may be dirty from and stained from the meat, but if he washes his mouth, and he cleanses his mouth, if he has a bit of bread and he rinses off his mouth, then he can have the meat, the fleishik, he can have fleishiks afterwards. And the minig is that the person who eats the cheese, he's the one who does the zimun, and not the opposite. Because he's the one causing the zimun. He's the one who creates the zimun, so he can actually do the zimun. So we're learning over here that if there's one person eating melchik, two eating fleishik, or vice versa, in fact, the halacha is that it's fine. You can't do Zimun, they join up for Zimun. Why? Because the person who had milchiks, he may have had cheese, he may have had milk, but by rinsing his mouth and by having something like chal or something in between, make out then he can afterwards have fleishiks. He can. Therefore, they join for Zimun. So it appears, it's a fascinating question what Rav Feingold is asking. What happens if it's machmir? So, right, so what Rav Feingold is absolutely correct. That he says, the Zohar Kodesh says in his Gepasin in the Ramah, that the meaning is not to eat within, that we wait, it's, the Loshna of the Zohar HaKadosh is B'Shoah Achas, and Shoah Achas, which very literally means in 1 hour, not to eat flashing, melching, not melching, and flashing within the same hour. The general minhag, well established in Klal Yisrael, he said it doesn't actually mean an hour, it actually means a half an hour. It doesn't mean literally an hour, it means a time period, which normally... Pardon? Yeah, it can sometimes mean... That's right, it doesn't. But the Rabbi Frankel is right, that the accepted minhag in Klal Yisrael is not to, is to wait a half an hour. It is a very good question. And so according to that, it's a really good question. If he's machmer on himself, and he goes according to Zohar Kodesh, which is put down in the remote, and he waits a half an hour, so what happens then? How does the Zimun
have? Here,
yeah, that's an interesting question as well. I don't know.
The bread and butter here, let's say.
Right, yeah, that's right. And I hear,
So
yeah.
Because we had someone who's careful about eating pasach.
Yeah, that's a chumrah, and nevertheless, yep.
Same.
Very, very good. Sharp, very sharp. Yes, what did you
want
to say?
I want to learn that we should have milk and meat in one bread wash.
Yeah, that's, that boils down to the same chumrah that he's referring to.
So
according to that, it appears that it's a very interesting point. But let's carry on, because there is an additional knatch over here, which is the following. Havolim ha'ichol givin ha'kasha, but if he's eating hard cheese... And then they won't join up. Because the minig nowadays is, when it comes to hard cheese, as the Mishnah Berurah, then there's a minig that we don't eat, here, the kinuach v'adoch, and the rinsing and the washing of the mouth won't help for hard cheese, and therefore then the Zimun won't join up. Now, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning, and I think that's what Rabbi Feingold is addressing, and that was your point as well, that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning the chumrah doesn't even happen, there's no such chumrah even. It appears from the Mishnah Berurah, unlike the minhag, unlike what other posts can take on, Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning that there is poshut no minhag. There is no minhag to wait a half an hour, although it's mashma in the Ramah, it's mashma in the Zohar Kodesh, it's mashma. But he seems to be learning the whole minhag is only established when it comes to hard cheese. When it comes to soft cheese and butter and milk and all that, there is no chumrah even. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning, otherwise the Hevesh Chumrah doesn't make sense. And he holds that with kinuach and adocha, by rinsing and washing the mouth, you can actually, there's no chumrah, you can just eat milchik and after it's fly shake. Just make sure you wash your mouth. But however, if it's hard cheese, then the minig is, not make radin, the minig is that you can't have in the same meal.
Where do we actually draw the line between hard cheese and soft
cheese? Good.
Is soft cheese just cottage cheese?
Very good, very good.
Well,
so now when
it...
Yeah. Yeah, will be, yeah, that's true. That would be the same halacha then as well. That's right. Hard cheese. Now, to define hard cheese is really hard. It's really hard. It's one of those soft points that you just don't know exactly how to do. It's very hard. So whilst the poskim do say two words, kvina kosher is generally defined in two ways. Kvina kosher in the poskim is defined either something which is metulas. Metulas means that it's wormy, and it really literally does mean wormy, because the halacha is that worms which are not literally born, which they develop within the cheese, because the pasuk says sheretz asheretz ala oretz, and it only becomes a sheretz if it's crawling on the ground. Before it crawls on the ground on oretz, it's actually not also to eat. So therefore, actually, we don't rely on it. But if it's literally wormy cheese, and it has existed, wormy cheese literally that there was worms in there, and then the halach is actually that's a very old cheese. It's wormy cheese that, according to the poskim, is called hard cheese. There is other poskim who say that it has been aged for 6 months. Cheese has aged for 6 months. Is also considered gvino kosher. I did a bit of research, and I've got it here over here to share this with you, how common it is in England to have hard cheese. And the nafkamina is, because once you define what hard cheese is, as we see in the Mishnah Berurah over here, that's when the chumrah is not to, once you've defined hard cheese, I'm following your question, Rabbi Yossel, once you've defined hard cheese, you know, then you need to wait. If it's not hard cheese, we're seeing from the Mishnah Berurah explicitly, you can actually have it in the same meal. So you need to define hard cheese. True or not true? Following my thought, once you define our cheese, you need to know, you need to wait. The waiting will be mitam chumre, mitam minik, it's going to be probably 6 hours, but that's a chumre ba'alma. But if it's not hard cheese, we're learning in the Mishnah Berurah explicitly, you can have it in the same meal. You don't have to wait. You do kinuach v'adochi, wash your mouth, you can have meat straight away. That's what Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning. So what is hard cheese? Hard cheese can either be wormy, which I don't think exists nowadays in the kosher UK market. Don't think there's wormy cheeses. If it's wormy, something seriously wrong with it. I don't think we've got wormy cheese in the market nowadays here. Yeah? Agreed or not agreed? But with regards to age 6 months, I did a bit of research. And I asked various productions of hard cheese, which are considered hard cheese, that generally people are makpid to wait on those. One of them is Chevington. Chevington is considered, I think, in the market, one of the hard. Is that true? I think it's one of
the. They hold that Chevington is hard.
It's hard cheese. So maybe I will share with you. I will the slightest doubt that we've got apps. I mean, what does that? What comes out from this? No problem.
Well, this is mature cheddar.
Yeah.
Do you ask about, well, the Parmesan is mature as well? Parmesan is hard.
I don't know. I didn't ask about that.
I think everyone's spoken about this before. When I was in Matador, I had the opportunity to have some hard goat's cheese.
Yeah.
Now, this is the hardest cheese I've ever had in my life. You had to actually cut it with a knife. You couldn't bite it.
Rabbi Fabian used to serve it.
It was unbelievably hard.
Right. That's proper hard cheese. Rabban Kotler says the hard cheese is, it's brought down in one of his Talmidim, where Pfeiffer writes down that hard cheese is what's used with ribeisen. So the Och Shulchan says that as well. That only cheese that you need special tools. These metal, special heavy tools that I remember from Switzerland, actually. When you used to go to the Goyshe, you know, like places selling cheese. I don't know if they even exist in England. Other places that there isn't. In Switzerland, they're very proud. Pardon? Yeah, so it was like this goyish, and you see outside, you could smell, as you enter the street where those shops were there, you could smell the cheese. And there used to be that. Pardon? So they used to have, outside, you have these massive cheeses, and then you had these very special tools to cut the cheese because it was so heavy, so hard to cut. So that has been aged for 6 months, no doubt. It's been aged for 6 months, no doubt. And that's what Abraham Kotler says, that's what Gvina Kosher means. Unlike what the general, that's about Kotler writes and Och Shulchan, unlike what we call hard cheese, it's not hard because this is as we're seeing over here, it's not 6 months, it's not been aged properly, there's no artificial ingredients that make it, it's not hard cheese. According to Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to wait, you can eat it in the same year.
If it is hard cheese.
So hard cheddar is an exception, according to the information which I received over here. Cheddar, you know, hard cheddar, okay, fine, there, I can hear that. Now, yeah.
Is the amount of time you wait, is that dependent on the amount of time you wait from meat to milk?
So yeah.
If you're a 6 hour person,
yeah.
You do 6 hours. Yeah. It goes both ways.
Yeah. Although, in principle, the answer is yes, although there's a distinction that waiting after flashik, it's me'ikradin, it's pretty much halacha proper. And with regards to waiting after milchik, it's also the same, in principle, it's the same amount of time, but you need to keep in mind, this is a chumrah. It's a chumrah on a derabonon. So it's a chumrah, and therefore under extreme circumstances, etc., you have more room to be lenient, as opposed to waiting after flashik, which is meikra din.
Even the 6 hours after flashik is a chumrah.
Absolutely, it is. Especially when it comes to chickens, absolutely. But this is a chumrah, al-gabi chumrah, yeah.
Most people wait 3 hours.
Yeah, so people wait 3 hours after flashik. Yeah, so 3 hours, the truth is, it's a bit hard to find a makor for 3 hours, but there is such a minig. It's, I think, a British minig. Yeah, in Europe, I don't know how much it exists at 3 hours. I couldn't find many makors for 3 hours in Europe, but I know in Britain, a lot of people seem to have numerous dayanim, and they told me that there is. It seems to be established for quite a few generations already, the 3 hours thing in England. So there is, you know, enum nevim heim, bnei nevim heim, but in early poskim, you don't see 3 hours. Maybe that's where it comes from.
Maybe.
But certainly, I felt certainly with regards to waiting after it. I think that is a. But I spoke once to a very very choshev Talmid Chacham in Yerushalayim about this. One of the very famous dayanim, and he told me a moedige nusach. He says that there is a concept of chumr she'ein roi v'atzibur yecholim la'amoid bo. Sometimes there is chumrus that the majority of the community can't accept. And then we are mevatel chumrus. Chumrus which are too harsh on people, we can't, the general, you know, we are lenient. So this dying set, when it comes to waiting after cheese, there seems to be that urge that everybody wants to wait after cheese. And he says, this is when I presented to him various reasonings why it's a chumra al gabe chumra al gabe chumra. So he told me that this is a kula she'ein roev atzibra yechonim na'amayt ba. It's a kula she'ein roev atzibra, this is a kula that people can't accept. It's a kula that people can't accept. They don't need to wait after milchik. People are already very well used to waiting after milchik, after cheeses, that we call hard cheeses.
What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah, it does say sha'achas. It does say sha'achas. Yeah, but the question is about hard cheese. Hard cheese is generally people will understand Ramah that it's referring to the same way you wait after flanchings. You're going to wait after milchik. Then there's all discussion if it's melted anyway. If it's still going to be considered hard cheese, what if it's melted? If you have a pizza and you've got mozzarella on it, is there any room at all to wait? Is that still called hard cheese if it's been melted? I mean, you really need a lot of sense of imagination to call it hard cheese once it's been melted. It needs a lot of imagination. It's a big chiddush to even assume that hard cheese, which has been melted, has still got the chum of hard cheese. It needs a lot of push. But nowadays, people just tend to wait. And it's really a kulish en revet simul chanamid bo. Yeah. So, having said all that, the Mishnah Berura continues and says, V'chein rosh chodesh al tisha b'av, she'ein oichlin bosrak besudas mitzvah, she'eshin izorim gam bezev, oichlin ma'achl cholof, k'mo she'kozav besim tov kufnun alef,
what will be in the 9 days? What will be in the 9 days if a person is eating flashing and a person is eating milchik? Do they join for Zimun or not? Imagine you're making a suit in 9 days. And you're making and one person is eating flashing. Person is eating flashing. Can they join for Zimun or not in the 9 days?
So the Mishnah Berurah says that Elim can that he says that really you've got a problem. Said in principle it's a problem. If somebody is eating 9 days, people are eating flashing, you've got a problem. But again, only if it's that way around. So right, okay, that's with regards to the
question. Yeah.
Very interesting question. It's very interesting, Shaila. One person is eating meat and he's eating together with two vegetarians.
So vegetarians couldn't have the meat.
And it's what would be the halacha then? Nice, Shaila. According to that logic,
you wouldn't be able to have a woman then.
Why is it okay?
They've got potential to eat it. It's shaha. They'll eat it if they're starving.
He won't eat it because he's a vegetarian. He has got the potential because he's a vegetarian.
It's not dangerous, it's not an allergy.
Not an allergy, but he's
constantly
made the decision he's a vegetarian or she's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And they won't eat it.
Yeah, but it's probably not an intrinsic ashkaf, it's his attitude.
That'd be the confessor, it's a men ashtus, ultimately, because the Torah said the commanders to eat.
There is what to say about vegetarians, there is what to say about it. But more importantly, what if somebody, just to bring it out, what if somebody really dislikes that meat? He just can't eat that, he strongly dislikes. No. Allergic is different because if he strongly dislikes it, will that join for Zimun or not? He won't eat it. Personally, he won't eat it because he dislikes. Nevertheless, Zimun will eat it because it's a personal thing. Halach is beyond that. If just because it's a personal dislike, that doesn't mean that if he personally wouldn't eat it, that doesn't make a difference. Similarly, with regards to your example of vegetarian, it's not really can't eat it. It's not that he can't eat it like it's awesome for him, it's prohibited, it's an issa. It's not that. He just has decided he doesn't want to eat it. Not today, not yesterday, but really, if it boils down to it. If he's really hungry, nobody's looking, what is he going to do then? Nader we learned. Absolutely. Nader will be a problem because then there's an issa. Yeah. Because then there's an issa. Okay, to recap what we covered tonight. We learned that starting from the Yisoid, the basic anacha was that if they can't eat from one another, you've got potentially a problem of Zimun, especially if it's both way around. If there's one person who can eat everything, then he can do the Zimun, and that's fine. That led us to the fascinating Mishnah Berurah with regards to Milchik and Fleishik. And Mishnah Berurah holds very strongly that if you have got Gvina, which is not Gvina Kosher, if it's just soft cheese, then the halacha is actually that you can just wash your mouth. Kinuach v'atoch, that is ma'akev. That is really important. You need to wash your mouth. Have something to drink beyond water, and you need to eat something like challah. Then you can subsequently get a fleishik. So if that's the case, then he can eat fleishik. He can eat milchik and then fleishik, and therefore he join up for zimun. However, if it's gvina kosher, if it's hard cheese, then he'll need to wait. And since he needs to wait, the Zimun won't join up for Zimun. But what we do see over here, in between the lines before the Mishnah Berurah, his general attitude and his general approach with regards to waiting after cheese and the distinction between soft and hard, that led us to a discussion to define a little bit what a hard cheese is all about. And that's halacha psukah, and that's what we covered tonight. Okay, fine. Good evening, Abayisai.